Aircheckdownloads.com.
Cash on the streets.
Cash on the streets.
If anyone asks which radio station you listen to, you tell them. I listen, to Real Radio.
You're listening to Real.
Online at realradio.co.uk, on DAB digital radio, and across the Northwest on 105.4 FM.
The Northwest.
At 6 o'clock, the Cumbria gunman is laid to rest.
Real Radio Showbiz.
Actually, I'll get him married in half an hour.
Katie Price and Alex Reed's summer wedding blessing is going to be shown on TV.
Rated 15.
Dry overnight with clear skies for most places. Feeling chilly though, with lows around 4 degrees. And the outlook for tomorrow remaining dry but becoming cloudier later in the day. Sunshine in the morning though, but feeling cool with maximum temperatures only reaching around 16 on Saturday.
You're listening to Real.
The Northwest's weather.
With Scottish Power, whatever your energy needs, we could find your perfect match.
Real Radio.
Hey!
Hey!
You're listening to Real Radio. We play the best variety of music. Real variety.
Don't marry her, have me.
Is here. It's the Northwest's Real Variety. Real Radio.
I can hear her heartbeat racing.
Have that song on us as a bit of traffic calming. And how about a radio hug as well, Lorna? Michael Bublé's Crazy Love, Belinda Carlisle, We Want the Same Thing. It's 13... No, scratch that. Coming up to 14 minutes after 6. Friday Hope Time from Real Radio.
Quick question for you, Glenn. You see the Tiger Woods documentary last night? It was on Channel 4 at 10 o'clock.
Right, a documentary on Channel 4, 10 o'clock. I think... Correct me if I'm wrong, I might have been sticking pins in my eyes when that was on.
Did you not see the Tiger Woods documentary?
No, a golf though, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but of course, all the scandal that's been going on to do with Tiger Woods, and I've looked at it from a typical female perspective. Oh, you pig, you've been having affairs left, right and centre. Typical bloke with money. Actually, I watched that documentary last night and actually came out feeling quite sorry for him. His dad fought in the Vietnamese War.
Yes.
And when he had Tiger, he said, I don't want him to just be a normal son. I want him to be like a Gandhi-type person. So he had pretty high hopes. He'd set his goals for Tiger.
Right.
Rather high. From a very young age, you saw him with a golf bat in his hand. Is that what you call it?
Something like that, I think.
Golf
yeah.
club.
Yeah.
In his hand. Also... Because Tiger used to get really nervous when he did the golf tournaments.
Yes.
His father put him through army-style hypnosis.
Yes.
To get him over it. So he did half of these games and doesn't even remember them because he was like under some sort of weird hypnosis. And it all just seems really strange. He had loads of pressure from the media and from his family and from his fans. And it's almost, to me, a bit like a Michael Jackson story, like all this pressure from the families. And I did, when it finished, I thought... Do you know what? I'm not surprised you're a bit the way you are. I feel a bit sorry for you.
What do you mean by a bit the way you are?
Well, like, you know, a bit, I don't know, like good as gold in the golfer's eyes, but then behind the scenes went a bit sort of wacky and wild.
Right.
You know, sort of like his release, if you like, was having affairs with all these women, which I know isn't right, but just seeing all the different sides of it, do you think I'm right to feel sorry for him?
You think it was a way of him escaping the life he was in?
Yes, almost. A bit like a bit of rebellion going on there.
Well, that makes it okay then. You went from the horse's mouth there. It's okay. Off you go, fellas. It's letting off steam.
No!
Under the pressure of everyday life.
Radio presents the MEN Arena's real big 15th birthday bash. The MEN Arena's real big 15th birthday bash with Real Radio. So, David, what a fantastic save.
And receive 1 year free HD traffic.
Real Radio Travel News.
With ArnoldClark.com, we bulk buy, so you save more. Be wise, econo-wise, with Arnold Clark.
There was an earlier accident on the M61 northbound, which is now on the hard shoulder at Junction 9 Clayton Brook, but traffic was a little bit busier earlier on because of it. Give us a call on the travel line, which is 0845 355 1054.
Real Radio, home time.
With discover.co.uk, the main dealer in your area for all the top caravan and motorhome brands.
The Northwest's Real Radio.
The home time double play with Anadin Extra. No tablet works faster to knock out a headache. Always read the label.
Here it comes then, a double play on Real Radio at home time. Two huge songs back to back, one from Lady Gaga and the other from Wham. And that one sounds like this.
The home time double play with Anadin Extra. Always read the label.
Lady Gimmick and Alejandro on Real Radio. Wham, the edge of heaven. It's home time, 6:30, travel news on the way. Apparently you were having your nails done today, weren't you, Lorna?
Yeah, I went round to my sister's house and...
Is it right if I just leave the studio and go to the pub or something while you talk about this?
Well, it does involve an electrician man.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. Well, he wasn't really an electrician. He was a meter reading man. It's not the same thing, is it?
Go on, what's the story?
Well, I was round at my sister's and my sister sat on the sofa. I'm sat on the other sofa and her friend, who's a beautician, was painting my nails. We had Real Radio playing.
Yeah.
This morning was on the television on mute.
Yeah.
My feet were on the beautician's knee. She was painting my nails. There was two babies happily playing and gurgling on the floor. And next minute, there was a knock at the door and Mr. Gasman arrived wanting to take a meter reading. Now, he must have walked in and thought, we were right, ladies of leisure. My sister and my beautician are absolute stunners. So I was just wondering if you fancied putting a bet on whether or not he's going to be back next week to do another reading. Honestly, he walked in, he was like, oh, hello, ladies. It was like he'd just walked into a candy store.
What night are you planning your summer's evening?
What? Can't say that.
Just so we can say this, and then he might want to call round and have the meeting.
I would
reading.
Never have such a party, Glenn. I don't know what you're talking about.
All next week is Team Green Britain Bike Week.
See Sting Symphonicity live in the Northwest with Smooth Radio.
Real Radio Travel News.
With ArnoldClark.com. Challenge us to bring down your monthly payments. Be wise, econo-wise with Arnold Clark.
One lane is closed on the M60 anti-clockwise on the entry slip road at Junction 3 Kingsway. And don't forget, Mamma Mia is on in Liverpool tonight at the Echo Arena, so traffic will be a lot busier than usual on the waterfront. 0845 355 1054.
I was so high, I did not recognise that before.
Real Radio.
Agnes and Release Me on Real Radio. Maroon 5 ahead of it. This Love, 20 before 7 already. Lorna, an extra item of travel news, I believe.
Yeah, thanks very much for Bill, who called to say there's been an accident on the M56 westbound. If you're heading towards Wales, the accident is just after Junction 10 and traffic is starting to back up, so watch out.
Oh dear, right. What is the story about ugly people and X Factor? Because apparently... it's just not cricket, is it not, for the ugly people?
Well, angry X Factor fans have accused the show's bosses of banning ugly people from sitting behind the judges at auditions. In case their faces are caught on camera, they're saying only good-looking youngsters are getting prime spots behind Simon, Schell and Louis. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm sure I've seen Andrew Lloyd Webber behind them, so surely that blows that theory completely out of the water.
Yes, but he's a man of influence, whereas your regular ugly person isn't. Yes?
Hang on.
Andrew Lloyd Webber might have a face like an old leather sofa.
And he's not young.
And he's not young, but of course he's still a person of influence.
Yeah, but that's surely, if they're saying banning ugly people, then they're not, are they? It's lies.
I think they're talking about punters in general, though, aren't they? Not celebrities and...
I can't say I've noticed, because I can never get past Simon's smile, right, to
look,
be honest.
The upshot of it is, Lorna, look, you're never going to be able to get to sit behind the judges on X Factor. Just leave it there, will you?
If you want to win yourself a brand new laptop and 32-inch TV, Real Radio, home time.
With discover.co.uk, the Northwest's caravan and motorhome specialists.
The Northwest, Real Radio.
Aircheckdownloads.com.